Pike had forgotten how loud space stations were. Ships were loud enough, every creak of machinery carrying through the framework, along with the endless vibrations of footsteps and murmurs. And that was just the small ships he was used to. He had spent most of the past few years on the Aggie, rarely venturing into the stations they docked at. He had forgotten entirely about the unrelenting noise. It was even worse in the bar. There was no escaping the scent of the alcohol and sweat, bodies and stench and loud, pulsing music. The girl, Dawn, raised in the sterile confines of the laboratory and set loose first into the wilds of the Rockies, wrinkled her nose. Her gaze was pained. "Do you want to go back?" Pike asked her in a low undertone. She shook her head. He was not surprised. She had not been shackled to her bed in the med bay of the Intrepid, but she might as well have been a prisoner, for all she had been able to leave. Walker had insisted that the locked door and the guards were as much for the girl's protection as anything else, but Pike saw the fear in her eyes every time she looked at the girl. Later, the isolation was replaced with slave labor, as Walker required Dawn to sift through Telestine data streams for her. There were no bars on her door, and she was given the same meals as anyone else aboard the fleet. Indeed, with her own room, she might have been called pampered. But prison was prison. "For God's sake, she's on our side," he'd hissed at Walker a few days ago. Walker had paused before speaking, uncharacteristically hesitant.
"She's done things that benefit us," she said carefully. "In the short run."
"You didn't see her face when she killed Charlie." She had given him the look.
"Do you really think bringing up a murder she committed will make me feel better?"
"He was a traitor. He betrayed us all for a promise of his wife and child, and she was furious. Say what you want. She didn't know till Robin was following us. She didn't want to go back." He knew his voice was shaking. "I don't think she ever expected to wake up again. If she was a plant, she didn't go along with it." And there had been no answer to that. Though the fear lingered in Walker's eyes, and though there were two guards leaning not so subtly against the doorway of the bar, she had let the girl out of the med bay at last. Pike would take it. "Pike!" Rachenkov's roar parted the crowd between them. The blonde man slammed a hand down on the table by an empty chair. "Come drink!" Pike's face split into a grin. Rachenkov might still be limping, one arm in a sling, and his usual energy halved, but he was alive. As the man hauled himself to his feet, Pike shook his head. "Don't get up, you're hurt."
"You don't..."
Rachenkov steadied himself with his good arm.
"You don't know many Russians, do you? Come here, you bastard."
The rough hug was enough to make Pike's ribs creak.
"And you!"
Rachenkov clapped the girl on the shoulder.
"Problem solver, this one. Think you'd make a good pilot, Lapshuka? You looking for a job?"
He jerked his head towards the table.
"Take a seat."
Pike grinned as the girl sat, still on the receiving end of Rachenkov's job pitch. Her eyes went wide as he set a glass down in front of her.
"Go on!"
Rachenkov downed his own in a gulp.
"Put some hair on your chest. I'll take that."
Pike grabbed the glass as he sat, tossing it back and giving a hoarse wheeze.
"Good God, what was that?"
The girl gave him a grateful look.
"No idea."
Rachenkov poured him another. He settled back in his chair with a grin.
"So, I wasn't kidding, you know."
"About which part?"
Pike's voice was still hoarse. He looked down at the glass with newfound respect.
"She'd make a good pilot."
Rachenkov nodded at the girl.
"And, well, we need a crew.